John chapter number 4. The book of John chapter number 4. And verse number 14. Look at verse number 14. The Bible says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life." At kung tagalugin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, "Subalit ang sino mang umiinom ng tubig na aking ibibigay ay hindi na mauuhaw magpakailanman. Ang tubig na aking ibibigay sa kanya ay magiging isang bukal ng tubig tungo sa buhay na walang hanggan." Na ang Biblia ay ang katotohanan ng Diyos at wala itong kapalit. Alright? The Word of God is the truth of God, and there are no substitutes for the Bible. And this story that we read... huwag niyo akong tawagin pag Linggo. Yan yung megaphone ko pag preaching. Hinahanap ako. Sorry. And pag nag-ring uli yan, excuse nyo na lang ako kasi de-decline ko na naman. Ganyan talaga si Satanas, no? Distracting. Anyway, so walang kapalit ang salita ng Diyos. At maliban lang sa story na ito, hindi natin mauunawaan ang ibig sabihin ng Panginoong Hesukristo kung hindi natin bigyan ng time na tingnan ang story, no? So, nagkaroon ng division ang mga Hudyo at ang mga Samaritans dahil nga sa civil war ng mga hari ng Old Testament. Naalala ba ninyo yung unang hari ng Israel? Sino yon? Saul. Sino yung pangalawang hari? David. Sino yung pangatlo? Solomon. At nung namatay si Solomon, nagkaroon ng dalawang nagbahagi, no? Northern Kingdom, Southern Kingdom. Sinong namuno sa Southern Kingdom? Yung anak ni Solomon, Rehoboam. Tapos sino naman yung rebelde na sumakop sa Israel sa north? Sino yon? Si Jeroboam. At si Jeroboam, itinaguyod niya yung lungsod ng Samaria parang patas katumbas ng Jerusalem. Alright, so Jerusalem's on the south, the Judah, the tribe of Judah, and that was the place for Solomon's temple. But Jeroboam rebelled, and he took with him 10 tribes and established a new place to worship in Samaria. And there we find Jesus Christ, a Jew, speaking to a Samaritan. They don't like each other. You talk about racism, racial tension. This was racial tension. So the Jews will have nothing to do with the Samaritans. They're worshiping in Samaria. Our temple is in Jerusalem. This is where God is, the God of the Jews, the God of Israel. This is our original place of worship. And you Samaritans, you're worshiping at Jacob's well over in Sychar. That's a substitute. That's not really the place of worship. That's not the hill. That's not the place that God ordained. And so the Jews feel they're better and more superior than the Samaritans. And the Samaritans feel like the Jews are, we don't want anything to do with the Jews. They're proud and they think they're the only ones who could worship God. Of course, you could worship God anywhere. Yeah, we worship God over here where Jacob's well is. And that's why the Samaritan woman was shocked when Jesus Christ stayed by the well. At yung oras na kung saan kinuha niya yung tubig, hindi ho karaniwan sa mga babae na yung oras na yon dun sila humakot ng tubig. So ibig sabihin, nagtatago itong babaeng ito. Dahil napakasama naman ng kanyang reputation na papalit-palit siya ng asawa 5 beses. So sa tingin ng mga Samaritano, yung woman na ito ay isang whoremonger. Isa siyang nakikiapid, adulterer. at ayaw siyang kilalanin ng mga Samaritans, ayaw din siyang kilalanin ng mga Hudyo, but Jesus Christ breaks down the racial barrier. See, race doesn't matter to Jesus because we are all one race. We all came from Adam and Eve. And then we came from Noah and one of three Noah's sons. Naalala ba rin yung anak ni Noah? Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Naalala ba ninyo kung sino yung mga representatives ng Shem, Jem, and Japheth? Anyway, but we all have one race. We're called human. The human race. This is who we are. We're all flesh and blood. You cut us, we bleed the same. The only difference is the outside. But we're all the same on the inside, you see. And Jesus Christ breaks through the barrier. Hindi rin karaniwan nung kapanahunan na yung lalaki ay makitungo sa babae. Maliban lang kung kamag-anak or may layunin. And so Jesus sits by the well and this woman comes to draw water. And she's thirsty. She wants to get some water for her family, maybe for herself. And she sees Jesus and Jesus says, basically, now if you draw water from there. Now Jesus said, hey, give me something to drink. And she was shocked because of his language. He's Jewish. And why are you speaking to me? You're Jewish. You shouldn't be speaking to me. And Jesus basically said, well, if you knew who I was, you're the one who would be asking me for water, because the water that I give is water that when you drink of this water, you will never be thirsty again. And the lady was shocked. And she said, well, give me this water. And I don't see you have a pitcher. You don't have a way of drawing water. I want you, go ahead, give me this water. I'd like to see how you can do that. And Jesus began to get into her life and said, well, if you really want this water, then tell me, who's your husband? And she was shocked. Because nobody knew about her. Nobody knew so much personal thing about her. And she knew some way, somehow, somebody taught her in the past. Maybe her mom, maybe her dad. But somebody told this lady, you know, the Messiah is coming someday. And the Messiah will deliver us and will restore Israel to his glory, to her glory. And the Messiah will know everything about everyone. And this lady was crushed in her heart and she realized, he's talking about my five husbands. And she realized then, he's not a regular old Jewish man. He's a prophet. And the more she spent time with him, the more she realized he wasn't just a prophet, he's the Messiah. Kaya tingnan mo ang verse 25. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ, and when he is come, he will tell us all things. I don't know who told her that. But she knew to look for the Messiah. She knew to keep an eye out for the Messiah. And do you know that when you draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh unto you? And you know, Jesus was on his way to Galilee. He could have just very well gone on the regular route around Samaria to Galilee. But Jesus said, no, I must needs go through Samaria. Jesus had an assignment to meet with this woman because this woman was drawing nigh unto God. And when you draw nigh to God, God draw nigh to you. So when you're searching for God, God has a way of finding you. And we find that she's looking for the Messiah. And then look at verse 26. Jesus saith unto her. And I believe when she heard these words, she opened her heart and trusted in the Lord and knew that that Jesus was who he said he was. Look at verse 26. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. I am he. I am the Messiah you're looking for. And look at verse 28. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is this not the Christ? She knew then and there Jesus was truly the Messiah, the Savior. And she knew right there and then that she trusted Him as her Lord and Savior. And she received that water of life freely, and that she will no longer be thirsty ever again. She will never be without the Messiah ever again. And so this is a truth that is true for every believer. I want to share with you three things that can never happen to a believer. Three things that can never happen to a believer. Number one, you will never thirst, you will never hunger when you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. Kung kilala mo si Jesus Christ, gusto kong ibigay sa inyo tatlong mga bagay na hindi maaaring mangyari sa mga mananampalataya. At kung totoo ito sa buhay ng isang Samaritanong babae, lahat ng tumatanggap kay Jesus Christ ay magiging totoo ang mga words na ito sa inyo. Number one, unang bagay na hindi pwedeng mangyari sa mananampalataya, hindi na siya mauuhaw o magugutom magpakailanman. You see, when you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, you're not going to be looking for another Savior. When you realize that He is the Son of God, manifest in the flesh, died on the cross, buried and resurrected again, and is coming back, when you come to faith in Jesus, you're not going to look for another Savior. You're not going to look to the church to save you. You're not going to look to the priest to save you or to the pastor to save you. We're not the Savior. There is only one Savior, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The church is not the Savior. The church is an assembly of baptized disciples to carry out the mission of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But going to church doesn't mean you're going to heaven. Going to church doesn't mean you've embraced the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No, you need to believe on Him. Trust in Him. Call upon His name. And He will save you, you see. Stop trusting in other things. This woman found the truth that Jesus is that water of life. And you can take, Revelation says, take of the water freely. Freely. That's how good God is. That if you turn from sin and you look at Jesus Christ and you take Him into your heart as your Savior, He saves you. You will never be thirsty again. Kaya yung mga naniniwala na kailangan tanggap ka ng tanggap kay Jesus Christ kasi hindi mo alam, baka mamaya, mamatay ka, wala kang kasiguraduhan. No, hindi ho ganyan ang Bible. Sa Bible, pag tinanggap mo si Jesus Christ, never ka nang mauuhaw magpakailanman. That's an assurance of salvation. Look at John chapter 6. John chapter 6 and verse number 35. I want you to see, when a person is born again, when a person is saved, they will never be thirsty or hungry again. John chapter 6 verse 35. John 6:35, and the Bible says, And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on him, on me, shall never thirst. And so Jesus satisfies the soul, you see. Jesus, sabi ng Panginoon, ako ang tinapay ng buhay. Siya na lumalapit sa akin ay hindi magugutom kailanman. Siya na sumasampalataya sa akin ay hindi mauuhaw kailanman. So, alam nyo itong chapter 6 na ito, dito nag-supply ang Panginoon na pinakain niya yung mga men, 5,000 men. Limang tinapay, limang piraso ng tinapay at dalawang piraso ng isda. Pinakain niya, in that small amount, with His miracle power, He fed 5,000 men Not including the women. I'm sure there'll be women there, and I'm sure there'll be children. And you know children eat. And if you like a good fish sandwich, this has to be one of the best fish sandwiches in the world. Because I think when Jesus does something, he does it right. The perfect fish sandwich. And so, tingnan mo sinabi ng Panginoon sa kanila. Look at verse number 32, John chapter 6, verse 32. Then Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father give you the true bread from heaven." So sabi ng mga Hudyo, hinanap nila si Jesus Christ, no? Kasi yung yesterday, pinakain niya sila ng 5,000. Kinabukasan, gutom na naman sila. Hinahanap na nila si Jesus Christ. Hindi dahil siya ang Messiah, hindi dahil gusto nilang tanggapin siya bilang Panginoon, Diyos at tagapagligtas, kundi para lang may magpakain sa kanila, sa kanilang katawan, pisikal. They weren't interested in Jesus, they were interested in the food. And Jesus said, "No, you're wrong, you see. You think Moses supplied the bread. Moses didn't do that. That was my Father that did that. Moses has no power to supply bread from heaven, yung manna from above. Moses didn't do that. That was my Father. That was God who did that. And furthermore, I am the true bread that came from my Father. And if you consume me, if you receive me, I will supply you eternal life. You'll never be hungry ever again. You'll never look for another Savior. You will, if you can trust in Him alone, you see. So sinabi niya sa kanila, "You need to eat me." At doon, nagtaka yung tao, is he talking about cannibalism? Because they take him literal. And Jesus said, "No, believe on me." That's what he said. Believe on me. He, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Verse 34. Then said they unto him, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." And Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me," that's salvation when you come to him. "On me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." So when he says you need to consume me, he's not talking about a wafer or a bread that you know, some priest stands before you and says, "This is the body of Christ," and you say, "Amen, this is really the body and blood, and I am consuming him physically." That's not what he's referring to. He's talking about your heart. He's talking about believing and trusting in him as your Lord and Savior. Have you taken him as your Lord and Savior? Do you know him? Because if you truly believe on him, you will not substitute him for another Savior. There's only one Savior, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All that the Father, verse 37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." So look at verse number 66. They didn't like what Jesus said. They were looking for somebody to give them bread right now because they were hungry. They wanted him to free them from Roman oppression. They didn't want spiritual bread. They want food. Look at verse 66. "And from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." He had false followers. He had people that were looking for Jesus so they can get a handout. But Jesus wasn't about for them. That's not his purpose. His purpose is to give spiritual life to those who believe in him, not freedom from Roman oppression. So verse 67, "Then Jesus said unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Are you guys going to leave me too? And Peter answered unto him, To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Oh, Lord, we're not going anywhere. Our soul is satisfied with you. And so, una sa lahat, ang tunay na mananampalataya ay hindi mauuhaw o magugutom magpakailanman. Number two, hindi siya iiwanan o pababayaan ng Diyos. Never ang mananampalataya ay iiwanan at pababayaan ng Diyos. If you're a believer, number two, God will never leave you, God will never forsake you. I'm teaching you three things that cannot happen to a believer. Number one, he cannot thirst, he cannot hunger anymore. Number two, God will never leave him, God will never forsake him. Look at Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Pastor, hindi ako maayos na Kristiyano. Paminsan, ang gulo ng buhay ko. You know what? As sinful and as wicked as you may be, if you're a believer, if you are truly born again and saved, God will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You see the precious promise, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So, kung Tagalogin ng Bible, iwasan ninyo ang pag-ibig sa salapi o sa kayamanan, o maging kontento kayo sa buhay, masiyahin na kayo kung ano ang meron kayo, sapagkat sinabi ng Diyos, hindi kita iiwanan ni pababayaan man. So napakadakilang pangako ng Diyos. Maari kang iwanan ng kaibigan, maaring iwanan ka ng pamilya, maaring iwanan ka ng mga inaasahan mo sa buhay, pero hindi ka pwedeng iwanan ng Diyos. Your friends may forsake you. Your family may not be there with you always. There are times when they just won't be there. There will be times when you feel alone. But the Word of God says if you're born again, if you're a child of God, if you're saved, if you know Jesus as Lord and Savior, God says He will never leave you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Wow. Kahit anong gawin ni Satanas, na labis na gawin ng demonyo, lahat ng kanyang mga tukso sa iyong buhay, lahat ng mga pagsubok na pwede niyang ilagay sa iyong buhay, ang tagumpay ay palaging nasa inyo. Dahil nandiyan ang Panginoong Jesucristo. Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. Yes. Look at John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33. Listen to the precious words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Behold, John chapter 16, let's do verse 32 and 33. John 16, 32. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Naalala ba ninyo yung sinabi ni Jesus Christ sa cross? Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, I'm a very, very... I want you to be very careful and I want you to think. Did Jesus say, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Or did He say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Anong sinabi niya? Aking Diyos, bakit mo ko iniwan? O sinabi niya, aking Ama, bakit mo ko iniwan? Anong sinabi niya, according to the Word? He was referring to Psalm 22. in Psalm 22, it says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then in John, in the Gospels, he said, my God, Eloi, le Eloi, lama sabachthani. That is Aramaic. He said, my God, Eloi, El is God. Eloi, my God, my God. He didn't say, my Father. Why? Because if he said, my Father forsaken me, then he would contradict himself in John chapter number 16, verse 32. And the Bible is false. There's no reason for us to meet here today. That we don't have to read the Bible. It's made up. But thankfully, it was God in his divine essence who poured the wrath of God upon God the Son. And it was God who forsook God the Son. It wasn't the Father who forsook the Son. Because the Father and the Son can never be separated. Look at what it says. The hour is come, yea, now is come. Ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Oh, the Father and the Son, I and my Father are one. Verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you believers, not just to the disciples in Jesus' day, he's spoken this to us, that in my name ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Oh, and Jesus promises he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. The world can do what the world will do, but they will never separate us from the love of the Father. They'll never separate us from the love of the Son. Death can't separate us from love. God will love us beyond our earthly life. And when we die, we're going to be united with God. Oh, tingnan mo ang Psalm 23. You like Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd, right? One of the most popular scriptures of all time, Psalm 23. Look at verse number 4. Psalm 23, verse 4. What a precious promise. Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Who is with you? Is he going to go with you through the valley of the shadow of death? Hey, listen, we're living through the valley of the shadow of death. And we can do all what we can about the virus. And after this virus will come another virus. And then after that virus will come another virus. It's just the way life is. We're in the valley of the shadow of death. Kahit na mag-vitamin ka na mag-vitamin, kahit na anong gawin mo, magnesium, calcium, potassium, inuyom, kahit ano yung, magbibigay rin ang katawan ng tao. Bakit? Kasi dumadaan tayo sa lilim ng kamatayan. We're going through it. But who's with us? If you know the Lord as your Savior, He is with you. You'll never hunger, you'll never thirst. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Number 3, last. You'll never perish. You'll never perish. Look at John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10, verse 28. You'll never perish. So lahat ng mananampalataya, never silang mauuhaw, magugutom. Never silang iiwanan ng Diyos at kakalimutan ng Diyos. Lahat ng mananampalataya kay Kristo. Hindi lang Baptist. Now we're Baptists, okay? But being Baptist has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I'm talking about being saved, being born again, being washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, knowing Him as your Lord and Savior, trusting in Him, relying on Him alone as your Savior, you see, believing in Him. So the third promise that will never happen to a believer, they will never perish. Look at John chapter 10 and verse 28. John chapter 10 verse 28. And I give unto them eternal life. So Jesus is the one who gives us eternal life. Let me ask you a question. If Jesus gives it, do you have it? Do you have eternal life? Do you know that for sure?
Yes.
I hope you can say yes. Yes. You should be able to say yes. If you received Him, you should know that. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. You know, when I received Jesus Christ as my Savior, I was 15 years old. I knew I was a sinner, and I trusted in the Lord as my Savior. Somebody showed me in the Bible how I can be saved. At 15 years old, I wasn't dedicated to the Lord. I was a wild teenager. Sometimes religious, sometimes not religious. But if I die from between 15 to now, because of the grace of God, I have eternal life, you see. It wasn't because of me. It was because of Jesus Christ and what He did for me, you see. And you should be able to say that. I will never perish. Can you say that? Ang mananampalataya kay Jesucristo ay hindi na kinakatakutan niya ang kanyang hinaharap. A believer in God doesn't have to fear the future. Don't worry about the future. If you're saved, if you're born again, your future is bright. Don't worry about the past. If you're a believer, kung ano man ang nangyari sa nakaraan, kung tinanggap mo si Jesus Christ sa iyong buhay, pinatawad ka na ng Diyos. God forgave you. God erased your sins. He blotted them out. He took them out. You don't have to worry about your past. You don't have to worry about your future. If you're born again, you don't have to worry about today. You don't have to worry about the present because you are in the hands of Jesus Christ. And Jesus' hands are in the hands of His Heavenly Father. You see, we are kept by God. We're kept by the power of God. Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. I showed you three things that can never happen to a believer. He'll never thirst. He'll never hunger. He'll never be forsaken. He'll never be forgotten by God. And he'll never perish. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Oh. That's why our sins are forgiven. We have an advocate. Ano yung advocate? Counselor. Siya yung parang abogado na sumasama sa atin at he fights for us. He represents us. That's Jesus Christ, our advocate. He's never lost a case. He'll never lose. So kahit anong gawin ni Satanas sa atin, kahit anong mangyari sa atin, one thing's for sure, we will never perish. At kung iko-confess mo si Jesus Christ sa harapan ng tao, pagdating mo sa langit, iko-confess ka ng Panginoong Jesucristo sa harap ng Kanyang Ama. Matthew chapter 10. This is the last scripture I want to share with you. Matthew chapter 10 verse 32. Matthew chapter 10 verse 32. Look at this promise from the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. Kung hindi ka paligtas, Tanggapin mo si Jesus Christ. Take Him as your Lord and Savior now. Repent. Turn from your sin. Turn from yourself. Turn from your false ways. Turn. Stop believing the wrong thing. Start trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop looking at yourself. Stop thinking about how am I going to fix me? No. Start looking to Jesus. Jesus will be our salvation, you see. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Pastor, hindi ako sure, hindi ako sigurado na si Jesus Christ ay ang aking tagapagligtas. Hindi ako sigurado, hindi ko alam kung patungkol dito. Kung ako ay bawian ng buhay, hindi ako sure na meron akong buhay na walang hanggan, na langit ang aking dadatnan. Pero nais kong manigurado, gusto kong maging sure. Pwede bang itaas ang kamay? Pastor, pray for me. Hindi ako sure. Pakitaas ng kamay. And we'll have someone show you from the Bible how you can know for sure. Pakitaas ng kamay. Alright, very good. How many is able to say this? I'm not perfect, but I know Jesus Christ. And I know Him as my Lord and Savior. Kinikilala ko si Jesus Christ. Alam ko siya. Siya ang aking tagapagligtas. Pakitaas ng kamay. Oh, that's good. Na pwede mong sabihin yan. That's a good thing. God bless you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you that every born-again believer will never thirst, will never hunger. We thank you that you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. We thank you we'll never perish. What a great God, what a wonderful hope we have. And I ask that many, many that would listen to this message would turn to Jesus Christ para malaman nila ang pagpapala ng pagiging tunay na alagad at anak ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya kay Jesucristo. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening. God bless you. You are dismissed.